sweetest friends, this shiur should be a special schus for Leili Nishmas Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avraham. We are continuing our study of the not simple Maseches Negaim. It's a big schus to learn it together with you. And now we are on Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. This Perek teaches us how to look at a nega, how much light, the Kohen's eyesight, looking at the person's body. So now we're going to discuss cases where the complexion of this person who's afflicted influences the mara, the appearance of the blemish. So let's see. Baharis azin niris bagirmani keha. The Hakeya Bakushi Aza. A bright Baharis appears dull on a light complexioned person, and a dull blemish appears bright on an Ethiopian. So if you have light complexioned skin, that's going to make the blemish appear duller than it really is. Dark complexioned skin makes the blemish appear whiter than it is. So therefore, if a person is a light complexion person, a bright Baharis is going to look duller. And if he's a Ethiopian, if he's a Cushi, so then the dull blemish is going to look brighter. So writes the Bartanura, Germani, Love and Bioser, so the Germans are very white, as we know. So this Baharis Aza Kisheleg, if it's really white, the Nega, on him it looks dull because he's so white, and therefore Potrinoso. So we still patter him, even though he would have a Nega which on other people would be would make them into a Mitzora, but on this person it doesn't. And the same thing the Hakeya Bakushi Aza, the Keya, a dull blemish, appears brighter in Ethiopian, Mitoshab Sarushach or Mazgirin also, so he becomes a Muzgar. Because it's so interesting, the basar b'sar shel niras lina. You go after the basar of the person on whom it's seen. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, B'nei Yisrael, ani kaparasan. So again, normally a keah should be not a tsaras, but here it is. Because on the kushi, it looks like tsaras. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Bnei Yisrael ani kaparas and arein keshkara lo shchom v'lo levanim elo beinonim." Rabbi Shmuel says, "The children of Israel, for whom I should be their atonement, are like boxwood keshkara. They're not black, they're not white, but they're an intermediate color." Because Rabbi Shmuel loved the Jewish people, he volunteered to get any punishment that was coming to them. Ratanura mitochi basim hayomer ani kaparas, and because he loved them, he said, "I'm their kapar, any onish, that's where I love all them. I'm a kabbal on myself to be mechaper on them." So when discussing a Jew being examined for tzaras, Rabbi Shmuel volunteers to take the punishment as the substitute for another Jew. So he says that Jews are like boxwood, not black, not white, intermediates. So Shmuel says that Jewish people usually have an intermediate skin color. And then when the Torah compares a nega to a person's own skin, it assumes that the afflicted person has an intermediate complexion. If the afflicted person doesn't have an intermediate complexion, the nega must still be compared to an intermediate color. Notice he doesn't hold that it's subjective based on the skin color of the person. He holds that it's based on the nega itself. If it's a nega, then an intermediate person with an intermediate skin color would be a mitzvah, it's tzaras, and if not, not. interesting, the art score brings the Ravid, who learns in Rabbi Yishmael, a very big kula, that the laws of Negaim apply only to a person of intermediate skin color, whose Negaim can be compared to his skin. But if a person has a light or dark complexion, he can't be examined by comparing his Negaim to his own skin. He's excluded from Tuma of Negaim, and he's tar. Wow. So, that's Rabbi Yishmael, and now we have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yesh Litzayarim Samimanim Sheim Tsarim Tsuros Shchoros Levanos Uveinonios. Rabbi Akiva says painters have dyes with which they paint shapes in black, white, and intermediate shades. Rabbi Akiva is saying that the skin surrounding the nega painters have dyes with which they paint shapes in black, white, and intermediate shades. So what does he do? Maybe some benoni. He brings a dye of an intermediate color. And he paints around the nega, which is then examined by comparing it to the intermediate color. So he says that the skin surrounding the nega is covered with paint, and the Kohen compares the shade of the nega with that of the paint. So he seems to follow the same approach as Rabbi Yishmael, as most Mefarshim understood him, that a person, that just because your skin is too white or too black doesn't mean you don't get tzaras, but rather it's judged, your nega is judged based on an intermediate skin complexion. So Rabbi Akiva seems to be agreeing with him. That's what the Rav and the Bartanura and the Rash say. So you put this paint on an intermediate color of paint around the nega, and then you compare the tsaras to that skin color, and you see what it looks like. However, truth be told, the Mishnah, most of the Mishnah, is he's arguing. That's the Signona Mishnah, which is Rabbi Akiva Omer. Usually the Omer comes afterwards and means he's arguing. And it doesn't sound like he's modifying Rabbi Yishmael. And anyway, Rabbi Akiva usually argues with Rabbi Yishmael. So the other Mefarshim, the Rabbi Tiferet Yisrael, they understand Rabbi Yishmael's opinion is different than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Kohen holds a piece of boxwood next to the nega and compares the shade of the nega to that of boxwood, but the skin of the afflicted person is not painted. And the Heilige Rabbi Akiva holds that the skin of the person is painted. So the pasuk says V'raz HaKohen es HaNega B'or B'saro. It doesn't say B'or HaBasar or B'saro. Barakoin is a nega b'or habasar. It says b'or habasar and not b'or bisara. So that means that it's not compared to his skin color, but a standard skin color. So kopanim, you see from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, it's based on standard skin color and not the skin color of the person who has the nega. Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Maris Negoim Lohokil of Alola Hachmir. Rabbi Yehuda says, appearances of Negoim are dealt with leniently and not strictly. Yeira Hagirmani Bivisaro Lohokil. A light complexion person is examined leniently by comparing the nega with his own skin, whereas an Ethiopian is examined leniently by comparing the nega to an intermediate color. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says that a light complexion person with a nega of one of the four shades will be tor if the nega is dull compared to his own skin color. But a dark complexion's, so that's we're makel. And we say that a light complexion person, we compare the nega to his own skin, so he's much more likely to be tor because his skin is light and therefore the nega is going to look duller. However, dark complexion's person nega, or makel there, as we compare it to an immediate person, as we compare it to him, so the nega is going to look bright next to his own skin, so it's going to look like he's tame. So no, we don't compare it to his own skin, we compare it to an intermediate color. It's interesting that the pasuk says "V'rasa kohen es hanega b'or habasar." That's in Vayikra Yud Gimel Gimel. In Yud Gimel Beis it says "B'or b'saro," so it's compared to his skin color. So why? When is it his skin color, and when is it a standard skin color? Whatever. Whenever there's going to be a kula. Whenever there's going to be a kula. If he's a light complexion person. And Bisaro, his skin color, so it comes out of Kula, it's going to look dull, he won't be a Mitzara. And if he's an Ethiopian, if he's a Kushi, then Bor Habasar, not his skin color. We compare it to a Benoni. We compare it to intermediate skin color. B'chachamim Omrim, Zeb is Zeb a Beinoni. Both this and this are a Beinoni. Both are compared to an intermediate color. So the Chachamim, Germani v'kushi ke Beinoni, v'hainu Rabbi Akiva, says the Bar Tanura. So the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva that both the light complexion person and Ethiopian have their negaim compared to an intermediate skin color. So Maram, the Tosyantos say we repeat it in order to emphasize that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. However, other Mefarshim don't like that, that he's saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. So they say, Al Yerabba the Pharisee Israel, that the Chum hold that the afflicted person stands next to someone who's an intermediate skin color, and the nega is compared to the other person's skin. And the Ravid in Taras Kohanim learns differently. According to the Ravid, he says like this: Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue about Rabbi Akiva's statement that the skin around the nega is painted before the nega is examined. Does Rabbi Akiva mean that everyone with a nega, regardless of his skin color, must be painted before examination, or only a dark complexion person painted, because he's going to gain from having his nega compared to a lighter color of the dye? So Rabbi Yehuda understands Rabbi Akiva to mean that only an Ethiopian is painted, because painting his skin will result in a kula. That's why he says, Maris nevaim lahakel v'lahachmir. So you're right, Germani Bibisara Lahakal, so like Germani you keep cool. And then the Kushi Bibainoni Lahakal, him you paint his skin, only him. If a person will gain by being painted, you paint him, otherwise you don't. And the Chum disagree, and they hold that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Kiva held, that everybody has his skin painted. Zeb Zeb Bibainoni. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to learn the first Mishnah in the second parak of Seches Nagayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life and give us Simchas Chaim and give us everything we need to continue Lomot Olam Lishma Lasla Kaim's Kliv Yisrael Terasa V'Hava Amen V'Amen Shalom 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 Sh